They don't have this in the States, do they, Pete?
No. It's a lot of things we don't have in the States.
So, doesn't conjure any old memories for you? Anything like that?
No.
Sarah, do you remember Body Break?
Of course I remember Body Break. That is why I'm pulling up a mic here, because I feel like you guys are too young and too American to have any idea what Body Break was about.
But you know, it's interesting because I heard the theme and it conjured a sort of wellspring of nostalgia for me. But I could not identify what it was. I could not tell you what Body Break was before.
Because your mom watched a lot of like British Columbia television before you were born, when you were in the womb.
It might have been the case.
Something.
I might have heard it in the womb.
Intravenous, like a Mozart.
I personally prefer Participaction.
What is that?
Oh.
They're talking about Participation right now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Participaction right now, which was in the same like era of acting.
And what was the initiative?
It was the same. I feel like Joanne McLeod and Hal Johnson introduced Participation.
Who are these people?
The hosts of Body Break.
This was a show?
Well, it was like a... It's like a PSA.
The logo keeps flying at me. It's like they're selling me a yogurt or something that you eat while you're running.
Well, I don't know about the yogurt, but they were selling, you know, like being... They were selling like an active lifestyle. It was about keeping fit and having fun.
This would come on TV. You'd be watching your programs.
Yeah.
And in a string of other commercials would just suddenly be Participation and or...
Yeah, Participation was cool. There was one where it was like these kids, it was like a video game, only it was actually kids running around in a playground.
Oh.
So it was like, you could do fun stuff.
It's as good
and,
as a video
and
game
be active. Like, you don't have to be sedentary to be entertained.
We have an ad, a PSA on our SAM broadcaster about this very subject from the Heart and Stroke Foundation at CITR. I know that because I helped them make that PSA about a year and a half ago.
And that's Jonathan Keyes.
Yes,
speaking.
This is John, and you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, an unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And the reason it was brought up, or I brought it up now, or at least that this string of content topics are coming together, is because this was meant to be a show vaguely to do with advertising. That was just the Participation ad I played. But you can actually, this is a new one, I think.
Oh, I'm looking for one where it's children pretending to do a live action.
We've got one from 1983.
That sounds a little... Don't just think. I don't want to date myself.
Yeah, Sarah, please. You were
it was
born.
Like I'm looking for like 91. I mean, I was born, but I wasn't
remembering
television.
I would love to date myself.
And yet I
are a narcissist.
In my instance,
you'd think a narcissist like you would know how to speak into the mic.
Well, here's the thing, Pete. You've certainly been outside of Canada more than the two of us have, I would say. Not outside North America more than the two of us have. And in a very grounded context. So can you tell us about maybe advertising in other places, other zones? We will be playing some music in a moment. The primary focus of the show is
maybe they wouldn't be so obese in America if they had things like Body Break and Participation.
Yeah, I mean, look at us.
Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know.
Before I came to Canada, I was 17.
And now you're very active.
Mm-hmm.
Before you came to Canada,
mm-hmm.
When you came to Canada, were you greeted by a furry convention?
You know.
What?
Sarah, just today.
This is topical.
On the news. This is very topical. Syrian refugees held at the same hotel where a furry convention was taking place.
Oh,
the children,
a furry convention.
Delighted by the fursuits, costumes, trying on the costumes, the heads in some cases.
A furry convention.
Not the most hygienic, I think, not due to the proclivities of people who enjoy the furry lifestyle.
But just due to the difficulties of cleaning a costume
like that? Like the lack of circulation within the costume, the heated circumstance.
The expense of dry cleaning,
yes.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there a question in there? Oh, was I?
Yes. The question was, no, because you wouldn't answer the original question, which was,
what
do you make of advertising culture in the places you've visited across the world outside North America?
Oh, I didn't watch a lot of TV.
And there you have it.
He's active.
Here on Cue It Up, is he participactant?
Participacting.
He's participacting.
You see, this is the thing. It doesn't, you're just not.
See, I'm active, so I use gerunds.
What?
Gerunds.
Gerunds?
I'm not.
It's a form of speech. Or what is it? What's a gerund?
What is a gerund?
ING.
Right, yeah.
That's active. Yeah. Those are active words. That's how active I am.
He's participating.
Is that I only speak, I'm only speaking with gerunds all the time. Look at that cat.
This show is so dramatic.
This is the House Hippo ad. Of course, it's a very Canadian relic as well. You had it. You had it.
No, no. I was shown this almost as soon as I got to Canada.
It's Canadian?
It's a fundamental part of Canada.
It's adorable, right? I can't see it because I'm listening to the radio.
You didn't have this then.
I can picture it, clearly.
It was part of the Concerned Children's Broadcasters advertising
campaign. Oh, right. And it was that big media literacy thing.
Yeah,
right?
It was all about don't believe everything you see on TV.
But what if it's a house hippo and you want it to be true?
Yeah.
I want it to be true.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong.
I was downtown the other day, and there was these fun mice scrambling around these cafe grounds as a saxophone man played his sweet jazz in the background. I tried to take a video, and I wanted to have the caption. I wanted to have the caption be "Jazz Rats," but it was too dark. I couldn't take the video.
So there were rats.
They were mice. Because jazz rats is a thing, isn't it? Jazz mice is not a thing.
What?
But wait, why were you seeing mice in downtown Vancouver?
Because they were just running around.
Oh, so they were rats.
No, they were mice. They were too small to be rats.
What's the
distinction? And they were like on the sidewalk?
They were like by a cubby. They were definitely living inside the building. But
the
distinction
is that mice are cute, rats are creepy.
Well, they're different animals. Mice are mice and rats are rats.
Mice
well,
are small and...
Yeah, they're... Well, they're both fast, but mice are very
like
fast.
Like an alligator and a crocodile? Frequently confused, but different?
I feel like that's different.
Hmm.
I don't know. But there's a lot of rats, jazz rats, and other genres of rats in downtown Vancouver, but you don't often see mice.
I saw a mice.
These were mice. These are definitely mice. They were rounded. They weren't like pointy like rats either.
Yeah, I think
they were
that's,
rounded.
That's a good way
a mouse,
of describing
a mouse was living with me recently, and then it passed away.
If you want to party.
In my girlfriend's shoe.
Ew.
This is
downtown?
What they teach you in the military. Always check the inside of your shoe before putting it on. There could be a scorpion in there. There could be a puppy in there. Snuggled. Taking a sweet dream nap.
You should check
only to
puppy.
Not to realize that it will never wake up because some man was not checking inside
Ew,
his shoe.
Mush.
I should. Yeah.
Before.
Puppy mush. I often find things in my shoe that my cat has placed there, like googly eyes or the little lids of soy milk. She
googly
likes to play
eyes.
With small. Yeah.
Where from?
Have you been to my house? There's a lot of googly eyes.
No, I'm allergic to cats.
The walls are.
You're allergic to googly eyes. But once, when I was in Nicaragua, I got out of the shower and wrapped a towel around myself, and I came out of the bathroom. And I was talking, and then I was like, "Ah, my chest is itchy." And after a while of talking and scratching, I looked down, and there was a large scorpion. Squirming its way out of the towel that I was like pressing
good.
Into my chest.
That's good. It didn't
very good.
Somehow it didn't
because
murder
sometimes
me.
Insects and this they evolved to want to be in your mouth. You know, as a human being, an insect would love nothing more
in your mouth
than to be inside. Yes, it's true. These spiders,
humans,
they see the opening in your mouth and they come directly for it.
Well,
they see you
like towels,
wield the
apparently.
Bat and they will be
what
like,
kind of a radio
I
show
want
is
to
this?
Die. I the insect want to be. I would
Do
rather
you?
Be crushed
I don't
than
think...
to run away from you, scary human.
What,
it's
what
true.
Is this radio show? What do you do?
I was I was saying as the jazz rats. Well, it's just you know really we're learning a lot about the tangential power of advertising, the vertical quality of television programming, and to an extent,
good one,
and
vertical.
To an extent, radio programming as well. That is. Having the qualities of a vortex
or lack
of a whirlpool. Pete,
yes,
it's been good having you on the show.
Okay, goodbye.
But as I was saying, if you want to hang out with the jazz rats, tomorrow, downtown, the Jazz Rats downtown.
Where can I find
come them? To a distinctly non-jazzy show. Hamilton's junior boys are in town. They're playing at the Imperial. It's going to be quite
Hamilton,
good.
Hamilton, Ontario? I'm from the U.S., so...
Is there a Hamilton in the United States?
It's probably like 50. Like
Hamilton, it Pennsylvania.
Hamilton, Ontario.
It's probably a lot of them.
Hamilton, Hamtown, as it's known.
Hamtown, Maine.
Hamtown is it for the abattoirs and the pig lanes
is it
and
really,
the roaming boars.
Is it really known as that, though?
Hamtown, Rhode Island?
Never believe. You see, I'm trying to teach you. Never believe everything you hear on the radio.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
That's what I've been
back
doing.
To the house, hippo.
We're going
to
hear Big Black Coat now, Junior Boys. It's the titular track from the album Big Black Coat. Has a lot to do. Why are you pointing at me?
Titular.
Is that not how it's said?
Vorticular.
Yeah.
This
vortical.
Is Jonathan Q, the house hippo of CITR.
I think that it is titular, I think. But
anyhow,
I
Big
just,
Black Coat, sort of a advertising it's motif in the show as well.
That's why we listen to this show.
And yeah, let's dive on in. Junior Boys playing tomorrow.
From Hamtown. Queued up.
From Hamtown, Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
On
Hem.
On Taro Row.
Don't hate me. The UBC Bike Rave is coming up. Join us for the 4th annual centennial edition of your favorite party on wheels on March 18th. Come with your bike, your friends, your glow sticks, your funkiest costumes, and raddest dance moves. Festivities start up at 7 p.m. in Kerner Plaza with wheels up just around sunset. Get spoked!
Don't that feel real funky, y'all?
Imagine living in a place that feels like nowhere you've ever been, but immediately feels like home. A place where you can grow the career you want and earn more than you've ever dreamed. Where a modern life meets an endless outdoor playground just outside your back door. Imagine big skies, big playgrounds, and big opportunities. Imagine the Northwest Territories. Learn more at comemakeyourmark.ca.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Hello, you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. You just heard the Junior Boys' Big Black Coat, and I picked that song for two reasons. One, because they are in town tomorrow playing at the Imperial. It's probably going to be a great, fun show. You know, it's going to be a soggy, wet, terrible, dreadful, antagonistic Thursday night. So come on down to the Imperial. Dance with some jazz rats. The ceilings there are very high, very high. You can jump up and down. Even if you are tall, you will not hit a thing. Come to the Imperial. My nose is getting blocked up for some reason right now. The second being that Today's show, if you heard the introduction, we touched on this, was meant to be a show dealing with the affect of advertising, or, you know, the kind of sounds associated with advertising, PSAs, messaging, both in a sort of glamorous sense, in a high-def, well-produced sense, but also sort of the nostalgia of advertising and how so much of our memories, our links to the past, are sort of constituted by these fragments of advertising, these ephemeral bits of old TV and VHS tape, all that kind of stuff. And I'm doing this for particularly selfish reasons. Last week, we had a space show, which was also particularly selfish. And I think I will remedy that with a selfless space show next week. And you'll see what a selfless space show sounds like if you tune in next week to queue it up. But I'm doing this because here at CITR, I'm working with the station to produce a grant for the UBC Centennial, that is 100 years of UBC's existence as a university. And it is about, I'm working with them on a documentary, a spoken word documentary for broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM, about sort of advertising and PSA culture at this very station, CITR, over the years, how it's evolved, how it has diverged from sort of mainstream forms of advertising, messaging. Of course, you just heard some of our ads, some of our PSAs. Those are all produced in-house by CITR volunteers. Something very different from what you ordinarily hear, something a bit more outsiderish, incorporating more DIY techniques, even as, you know, the technology to produce spoken word materials, advertising, music, has become more dispersed and easily accessible. Nonetheless, that outsider edge, that amateur edge, sort of exists. And it's interesting to explore that. So I'm going to play a few tracks later from some collage artists. We got some Negative Land. We've got some John Oswald, the Canadian founder of Plunderphonics, sort of the earliest link you could establish between music concrete and later forms of modern-day music collage, remix, vaporwave. But before that, we are going to listen to something more glossy, something more high-def. We're going to listen to some Jesse Lanza, because she is playing with Junior Boys tomorrow at the Imperial, and she is also from Hamilton, Ontario, although she now lives in Berlin, from my understanding. Excellent musician. We're going to hear It Means I Love You. Wow. Produced with financial assistance of MuchFact, a division of Bell Media, and featured live on CBC. We're not going to listen to the live version, but we will listen to that song, It Means I Love You, from Jesse Lanza. And then we're going to hear some high-def, glossy music in the vein of advertising culture. That is two tracks from PC Music Label Mates, that is the underground dance label from the UK, PC Music. We're going to listen to Sophie, who are also in town. Sophie will be performing at, I can't remember which venue, but he will be performing in Vancouver on the 23rd of March, and Cutie's Hey Cutie. And if I'm not mistaken, Cutie was actually in Vancouver for a show at Fortune last year, which I heard was phenomenal. So, you know, Sophie, going to be around. Make sure to check that out. But for the time being, Jesse Lanza, and I'm going to stop bothering you now, because today is a short episode, and I don't have that much room to speak on things and topics, as sundry as they may be. So, Jesse Lanza, It Means I Love You, tomorrow, performing Jesse Lanza with the Junior Boys from Hamtown, Toronto, here in Vancouver, with the Jazz Rats at the Imperial downtown tomorrow. Thank you.
When you look into my eyes, boy, that means I love you. When you look into my eyes, boy.
Candy boys. candy boys, cup, cup, candy boys. Lemonade, cup, cup, lemonade. Candy boys, cup, cup, candy boys.
I got something to tell you. Hope you'll understand. I never meant to hurt you.
Hey, wasn't that nice? So, you know, we only have like 12 minutes left in the show. We've got Asian Wave 101 coming up next. It's like we've, you know, you've probably heard Cutie before. I mean, it's a big artist. Everyone's heard Cutie. Everyone's heard Sophie and Jesse Lanza. Again, Jesse Lanza playing tomorrow at the Imperial with Junior Boys. And Sophie playing in town this March 23rd. Or 24th. I think it's the 23rd. It's almost my birthday. 2 months apart. So instead, we're just going to move on through. We're not going to listen to Cutie. This is Nux Lux's Zoom off Pacific City Sound Visions label from, I want to say, Spencer Davies is his name? Spencer Davies? One half of Skaters with James Ferraro, who is, of course, quite the maven nowadays. So this is Nux Lux's Zoom. This is nice. And then we're going to listen to Ghosting. Infomercial from Hell off the new album 2D Adventures at 2D Adventures in, oh geez, I don't remember the title of the album. Anyhow, you can read more about Ghosting, a Vancouver vaporwave artist, in this month's issue of Discorder, that magazine from CITR. And then afterwards, we're gonna hear some Negative Land and some John Oswald if we can fit it all in, but you're not gonna hear from me again because the toll of time has worn away at me, and I just want the good vibes now. Unless, of course, the next show is delayed, in which case, perhaps I will return from the dead on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC. Of course, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And we will be back next week, of course. But until then, of course, unless, again, like, I already laid out the conditions for this. I may or may not be back. It was nice. Goodbye. Hello. I realize in light of George Martin's death that may have come off as an insensitive Beatles joke. I would never make a joke about the Beatles. I'm ambivalent about them as a band. Of course, I have the most respect for George Martin. Any person who has passed away, please do not misinterpret this comment. Cue it up on CITR 101.9 FM. Today's episode was about advertising in the world of graphics and 2D printouts, dance music, Jesse Lanza with Junior Boys tomorrow at the Imperial, Jazz Rats, Plunderphonics. It's brought to you by various Canadian advisory boards and PSAs, House Hippos, Participation, Bodywork. Oh my gosh, hold on. This is my favorite jingle of all time. That jingle brings back a lot of good childhood memories, laughing about that jingle. You've been listening to Nux Lux's Zoom. We're gonna listen to some Oh, it's 2D Fun at Grid World is the name of the new album from Ghosting. And that's on Adhesive Sounds now, Toronto-based experimental electronics / vaporwave label. Ghosting. Here we go. I mean, I'm like still here in the studio, so I can tell you what we're playing. This is John Oswald's band. John Oswald, Canadian academic. I want to say he's from U of T, but that's likely incorrect. But yes, experimental composer. Responsible for coining plenophonics, this genre. Composed of samples of magnetic tape, cut apart and spliced back together. Very foundational, of course, in today's world of vaporwave and etc., all those genres. Very foundational. After this, we're going to hear every time you test me, I turn the notch down just a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm a very patient man. After this, we're going to hear some Negative Land with Dyspepsy. And then it's going to be Steve Zhang's Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM.
ounces of every person in Pepsi Cola are with you.
I got fired by my boss. Pepsi.
We have to look great for Pepsi Cola.
I nailed Jesus to the cross. Pepsi.
Well, you gotta pay the price.
Powdered mashed potatoes in the cupboard for 3 years.
Oh gee, wow! It's John. It's 4 p.m. I'm still here in the studio at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC. That was the advertising episode of Queued Up. That's my show. It's every week from 3 to 4 p.m. It's preceded by the Extra Environmentalist from 2 to 3 p.m. Of course, The Extra Environmentalist is a show with a lot of work put into it. It's got interviews, it's got production, it's got skits. It has audio and spoken word. And the premise of that show is essentially just sort of economic, environmental issues around the world, sort of a overarching critique of the myth of infinite growth and all of the problems therein and this capitalistic conundrum we find ourselves in an economy powered by the myth of perpetuality and eternity. But yes, we just heard Negative Land's Dyspepsy, San Francisco band Negative Land, famous tape junkies. Cut it up, splice together, squash it apart. So I've heard now that unfortunately, due to unforeseen consequences, Steve Zhang will be unable to make it into his show today. All is well with Steve, for those who are listening, for those who are regular fans of his show, but unfortunately he will not be able to make it in. So I'll play a replay of his very soon for you to all enjoy. But because, unfortunately, I didn't have the full slot today, that means that I have some things to square away right now. Yes, that is correct. You are invited to listen to this enticing block of content. Because I was pushed for time, I was unable to play all of my advertisements. Yes, this is true. And now you will get to enjoy my retrieving the advertisements and this advertising themed show of today. Cue it up from the Sam Auto Broadcaster. I will put them into the virtual tape deck. Press play. You will receive the advertising content. No, we have taken over the airwaves here. This is true. We have taken over CITR 101.9, and you are about to hear a full block of the best advertising. They wouldn't give it to you. They had to give you some songs. No one asked for them. No one said, please, I just want the music. That's what Spotify is. That's what YouTube is, you know? But the people who are crying out for the advertisements. Always, you know, oh, this guy starts talking here, you know, some track, what or another, you know, well, whatever. You're about to get it now because I didn't play it earlier because I ran out of time. So here you go, a PSA from Falun Dafa, which has a sort of club presence here on campus. And then one of my absolute favorite, in fact, no buttressing this comment at all, my absolute favorite PSA program advertisement for a program here at CITR 101.9 FM. And you, who are listening right now, why couldn't your program be my next favorite, have my next favorite PSA? These are the questions that sort of flow over the top of the cup, that unscrew the cap, let loose into the world. When a show proceeds past its allocated time, we are walking in the forest now. We are in the wild, past the boundaries. And we are going to learn very shortly why we must maintain these boundaries and keep ourselves within comfort and sanctuary and safe station. But also, here are some ads. Okay, cue it up, 101.9 FM, CITR, broadcasting live. Oh no, I left the CD on. This is the kind of madness that I'm talking about. Broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Oh my god, this is incredible.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Well, wasn't that nice? You know, even though we missed out on a good 20 minutes of programming, we got to spend this last 10 minutes together here on the air at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live. This is Cue It Up. You have been listening to Cue It Up, the advertising episode. That was great, wasn't it? We got to hear the Spratshaw Community College ad. Brings back all those childhood memories for me. But, you know, you really do deserve something better than just me playing with the console here, playing with all these controls. So I'm going to put on some James Ferrero one of my favorite artists, of course, and very prolific, to sort of tie together the show. And then I'll just have to say goodbye and put on a podcast. Stay tuned till 5. 5 is when the Arts Report comes on. Always very exciting, always new content. Arts journalism from around the Lower Mainland. And this has been sweet, hasn't it? I mean, it was shorter than it was meant to be, the show. But, you know, sometimes shortness is sweetness. Again, don't believe everything you hear on the radio. And I'll see you next week, 3 to 4 p.m. Yeah.
This song, it was actually showing off their vocal skills, and I think they put on a great show with the title of You're the Best. I think the guy who was singing.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of